This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We're about to get real busy.
That's because it's budget week in the House, and legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht will be jumping to crunch the numbers on every proposed change. What will those changes look like? Governor John Bel Edwards isn't sure.
I don't know what they're going to do. I know that there's a lot of talk. I haven't seen a real plan yet. I have heard some legislators say that they want to wait and see what RAC does because they believe there will be some additional revenue. There is no reason to believe at present that the May 12th Revenue Estimating Conference is going to put enough additional revenue into the forecast.
While the REC meets Thursday, that's also when the full House is expected to do the budget bill. Before that, the Appropriations Committee will make changes, and they're determined to fully fund TOPS.
That committee and this legislature certainly has the prerogative to move $183 million from other places and put it towards TOPS. But you're going to further expose other critical areas to deeper cuts when you do that.
Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry has indicated deeper cuts to hospitals and education are indeed the plan. The idea is to, quote, fully fund the front half of the fiscal year and wait to see whether more revenue is needed, unquote. The governor's response?
We don't do half-year budgeting. It's hard for me to imagine that a chairman of the Appropriations Committee would, and by the way, he hasn't said that to me, but it's hard for me to imagine that he really contemplates doing something like that. That would be the most irresponsible thing to do.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.